This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, it has been brought to my attention that it is Rocktober.
Yeah.
Rocktober, baby!
Rock on.
So, you know what that means. That we're all about.
The
Carvtacular this year.
Oh my God! Look at them. They haven't aged well. Not one bit.
Everybody, they're the Halloween. The world famous Halloween spooks.
They've lost weight. They don't have any weight.
Yeah, they're scary.
Yeah, look at them doing that dance, though. Yeah, this is my favorite part. They walk side.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Behind the trees. Is he there?
What's he doing here? I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And as hey, where's Nipsey Russell?
Nipsey Russell!
Hi, Nipsey. Oh, now they're and they get very, very scary.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
What's he doing in there?
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
And you should be there.
And how many of these people are simply dead to us? They're not.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Not funny.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Really big voice.
That's early.
That means it's going to be a good show.
That's it. That's kind of our getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a prelude-tacular.
The mode we're in. And don't forget, the Carvtacular with the pumpkins coming soon.
All right.
Hey, U.S. Late. You're late for a very important date. What?
She said before you asked.
I was thinking it already. She didn't have the pens in here. No. But you know why? She's very excited today. Beth Ann is excited.
Really? Beth Ann is excited for one reason.
She loves putting on a good party. And today is Buzz as well. Let's let Dude Walker say it.
The 65th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio newsman and noted baritone, Michael Sean Patrick Elston.
That's right.
Wow, how embarrassing. That's my old name.
Wow.
Recycled.
It's Buzz's birthday, and Beth Ann has also recycled the banner that we had made for Mike's birthday.
Yep.
Instead of Mike's number 46, Beth Ann is... spotted that with 65. She's spotting, incidentally.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And now the big sign in the studio says what Dude was just reading.
Right.
The 65th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio newsman and noted baritone, Michael Sean Patrick Elston.
That is wonderful, isn't it?
And she's taking a picture now.
Digital.
For the website.
Yeah, she's made a lot of preparations, I can tell, and I'm honored, actually. Was I in that picture?
Hey, Beth Ann? You know, this is now, I'm not counting, because you're a great producer.
Are you guys talking about the Sharpies?
This is the third day in a row. Here's a little key for you.
She's ignoring you.
Turn around. Now, stop taking Buzz's picture. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Uh-huh. Remember.
Oh. Hello.
You can't spell penis without pens.
I know.
Okay?
Pens, really.
Right. That's what I said. Okay. Pens. Penis. Pens. Now, go answer the telephone, because Joe's not here.
Okay.
We
have guests in the lobby.
Oh, Buzz's guests. Okay,
Oh,
very good.
Yes. Now, are we sure it's Buzz's birthday? Because, as you know, Buzz's birth records were lost.
It took a lot of letter writing.
But luckily.
And Beth Dan was also very concerned. It's amazing the show is on the air right
old
now.
Old family minister.
Because Joe Ardinger is not here today.
That's true.
Joe is off with Tracy Baby and the foot and the
Joe's case, not here.
The case of beer.
Joe's right? Not here.
Right, Mike.
No!
We're holding it together.
No!
You're shaking Mike's confidence.
And, of course, on Fridays, Joe always says his dumb thing about how he loves beer.
What are we going to do?
Well, here you go, Buzz. Let's call U.S.
Uh-huh. Weekend's here! Look in the mirror!
All right, thanks.
You did it.
Okay.
She did it.
And, yeah, right.
That
and
was a question mark right up until showtime.
You can hardly tell he's gone.
Thank you, Beth.
The 65th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio newsman and noted baritone, Michael Sean Patrick Elston.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know if it's a book. Hi, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
And now without the Halloween spooks, let's open the doors. We're all officially here. We start today with Blondie. That was the Heart of Glass, Pain in the Ass, and I don't know why the door keeps opening and closing.
Rob keeps peering in and out.
By itself, really.
It's the spooks.
That's your answer to everything,
I know.
Buster. And I want to tell you, Bill Bennett, that I won't tolerate that.
That's right.
Rob,
yes?
You are still 1/8 Jewish?
Yes, guilty.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
How is your...
I guess it's not being guilty, really.
Plumbing.
How do you handle a hungry man? Good afternoon.
Man Handley.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. William Steele parking lot and all the ships at sea. Hey, they won't hit ye all the time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. We only hit you when you make us hit you. And remember, we're not mad at you. We're mad at the dirt.
The dirt. Look, it's right underneath the vase.
Well, here we go, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. It's a brand new episode on this Friday, October 7th. Oh, that would be 100705.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
You can call us from anywhere in America. Many phone numbers for you to use. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. From Canada, from Mexico. Call 1-800-636-1067. And if you're listening on WJFK in Washington, for good things start at the top. Call 202-432-1067. We're also finally on the internet. You can go to our official website, DonAndMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live.
There it is.
You'll get some of our stream.
Strong stream.
The stream is also available at RadioMat.com. Just click on Station WJFK Washington. Hold on, let me just make sure the stream is... Sometimes you got to shake it to Buffer. Make sure that it's...
There it is.
You got to just shake the machine. WJFK Washington, Spike Radio Las Vegas, The Edge in Pittsburgh, some of our stations that are streaming online where you can dig the show. And Buzz, I selected this for you because it's got that European feel, that
right.
Euro trash.
Very mid-80s, very meat.
He loves the compliment.
Amsterdam... Let's sit around and have stuff from pastry stores.
Our tight black clothing. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
That's me.
Anyway, that's
Spockets.
That's Buzz. And,
now is the time for the birthday.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the the show. Whoa, whoa. And look at that. Now, you know, it's a good thing that I have a selfie.
A healthy.
Thank you. Self-image.
Yes.
It is.
Because goodness sakes, who am I to split hairs here, pubic hairs? But it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we kind of lowballed it. But I think, like, maybe one person called while we were taking phone calls.
Uh-huh.
And right now, I guarantee every one of these lines, and Buzz, I don't resent you, just because our listeners seem to love you.
Thank you. That's very magnanimous of you.
Thank you. Stop with the big words. I'm not upset that I know the listeners love you more than they love me, certainly.
More
than they love Mike.
Well, you know what I'm feeling now.
What?
Diminished. And when I came in here and I saw that banner, my banner, defaced, I felt that tall.
But listen, it ain't about us and our fragile egos.
I hate it when you tell us to do that.
Let's hear some of the love for Buzz.
All right.
Some of the love.
Come on, girls.
Bring it. Some of the love that just wasn't there just 2 weeks ago with me. Let's not forget, I'm still living, you know, living the nightmare.
I know.
Buzz living the dream. I'm living the nightmare. I get one call. Listen to this. And these calls are not even screened.
We don't know, so we don't know where it's going.
But I guarantee it'll be, oh, Buzz, you're great.
Well,
happy birthday.
We'll see.
Buzz, you're great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I think your show is great. I've been listening to you guys for about 10 years now, and happy birthday, Buzz.
So thank you.
Of course.
Well, but
hey, wait, now wait. He put you guys first.
That's got to give you some feeling of satisfaction. No, the Buzz birthday was the afterthought.
Props, patronizing us.
Props to the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's okay, Buzz.
You know, like I said, I'm healthy.
You're
I'm,
okay with that.
I'm selfie.
I'm just waiting for the first snail trail to be on the phone.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just wanted to wish Buzz a happy birthday.
There she is.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you, sir.
They're dragging or themselves ma'am. Over to the phone right now. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yes, and I'll be waiting for the first. You know what? Oh, that's an awful thought.
We're already talking, the self-censorship
I'm
is
talking
started.
About thinking about talking about a snail trail.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was, I was reading a. Let me try to phrase this.
Wow,
I was.
Yeah, I'm not used to you taking this many false starts.
I was.
You're back on the blocks again.
I was just reading a very inspirational story about an athlete. A college athlete who's playing college football, and he has no legs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had actually kicked him out of a game because the ref came over and said, you don't have shoes on. And, of course, the guy doesn't have legs.
Yeah, silly.
He plays the defensive line, and they had pictures of him in this magazine I was reading showing how he's able. I'm sure you've seen people like this, and they're amazing.
Yeah,
they're a testament to the human spirit.
Very strong arm.
And I was thinking that I'm waiting for the first woman like that to call because she would have a hell of a snail trail for Buzz. That's what I was thinking, actually.
And I, by the way, have no problem with that. Rob just told me the name of the team that he played for.
What?
Army.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hey, listen, that's not fun.
That
you know. Thank God he's got. Thank God he's got a real good a team of guys looking after his money. Leg Mason.
Wow. Well, that's cool. That's the old great minds thing you like. I didn't even know I had it. I was going to say he works as a financial analyst.
That was too late.
Yeah,
had it.
Damn it.
Hello, Don and Mike. You got to get a leg up on the competition, Mike. Hello. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
He was such a cute little kid when he used to play with Legos.
Hello.
Hey, I thought with Joe being gone, BA would answer, so never mind. Bye.
Oh, just calling a private call for Beth. He is a hell of a football player, though. He's the bee's knees.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing but love for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
And understand me. I'm not a player hater. You're a great player. I just hate it.
I understand.
And I don't hate it. No, I love it. Happy birthday,
thanks.
Buzz. Happy birthday.
I can't really. I mean, you say there are people that do that all the time. I can't think of any other. Is he on the college level?
What, with no legs?
Yeah. Is he on the college? Does he play on the college level? I was trying to think of any other players. I'm stumped.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
Buzz?
Yes.
You are the man.
Thank you.
Have you received my shipment yet?
No, I haven't, but I'll be waiting.
There's a white unicorn on its way.
All right.
Love you.
Take care.
Bye.
A white unicorn? What is that? What homoerotic gift is that?
Or is that perhaps some of your druggy talk?
Let's just say it's code.
It's code.
Yeah. The white unicorn.
Well, either way, Buzz, seriously, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Don't you remember a few months ago someone described pursuing a certain sexual activity as the chase for the white unicorn?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotcha. Well, listen,
I don't know how you could put that in a box, though.
Bottle, maybe. One
an
first.
Envelope.
Buzz, all kidding aside, and really, do you see every phone?
I see some phones are ringing. Yeah.
Do you see all of these over here?
Oh yeah.
All of these.
Look at that. It can't be for me.
That's like the Christmas tree in front of Rockefeller Center.
That can't be for me. It's impossible.
Of course they're for you. You're the one people like. For goodness sakes, they like you, then they like Mike.
I thought I'd alienate it.
Then they like Rob.
Hey,
then they like me. Thank God we have Joe.
Yeah.
Somebody that people can hate more than me. Hello.
And that's why you love Joe.
Hey.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Buzz. I want to send a little birthday wishes to you.
Well, thank you.
La, 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 la. Da, 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 da. Send it your birthday. Da, 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 da. Happy birthday to you. Da, 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 da. Happy birthday to you.
Very nice.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Very nice. Thank you, sir.
There you go. That would be the sound of Buzz applauding for you.
That was disgusting.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, shut up. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? And happy birthday, Brother Buzz.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, man, I hope you have a good birthday and get you one of them dirty Sanchez's.
Yes.
Well, or something equally
right?
fun.
Man, all the sinful erotic activities are being listed today.
Not only do they love him, mm-hmm. but they want him to go out and swing and you know, do whatever it is that he does. It is Taiwanese baskets and his upside-down sex keg stands that he does.
What do they want you to do?
They want me to die.
No, that's not true.
They want me to die of acid reflux.
No, no one wants that.
They want a tragic acid reflux. You turn on the news. Tragic story last night. I know many of you'd be very happy, though. All of that acid in his stomach finally killed the bastard. Yeah, and guess what? There wasn't even anything good on TV when he died. He died unhappy. He died watching the 10 o'clock. Or even worse, he died watching Will and Grace.
Oh, my.
And I know what they want me to do.
What?
DMTD.
What's that?
Drink myself to death.
No one wants that.
Oh, either. Come on. You know that's what they want.
No,
of course
don't.
That's what they want.
No. You're right. No, with me, it would either be, seriously, those who wish that on me, I'm sure it would be some sort of throat cancer. That's what they would wish. And on you, probably you're right. Like liver failure.
Yeah, but happy liver. I mean, really, where I would be somewhere going, oh, you're right. Thump.
Well, no one wants you dead, but they would want you happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not happy today because the spotlight's shining on someone besides me.
Well, it doesn't have to.
Catch what I'm saying.
Just another day.
No, maybe. I've got to do this. I've got to pretend like I'm a teen player. I've got to pretend like I'm happy it's your birthday.
Did I tell you about my photo shoot today?
Shut up.
I think I've told him about 8 times.
Yes, I know.
What's different about me? Look at me. Please, look at me right now. Look at me. See if you can tell. Besides the obvious.
What, that you colored your beard again?
No, that's the obvious. That's the obvious part.
That you look like you're about to tell me there are no more late fees at Blockbuster?
No.
It's the outfit he has on. No. What, did you have your teeth whitened?
No.
What?
I'm wearing makeup. I wish you'd noticed. That's how good she was.
He's giddy. Positively giddy about it.
Look, can you see the powder foundation?
She knows shine.
Shut up,
you are shine free, my friend.
Well, you don't share in my petty jealousy about Buzz because you were off in your own world today getting your picture taken and wearing expensive cosmetics and having your face done and going to get the Red Door Salon and Elizabeth, whatever her name is.
Arden.
Yeah. Thank God your life is miserable.
Well, you know what? I'm the only one that hadn't medical adhesive tape.
Want to start that one again?
Yes, I do. I'm the only one in the room that's had medical adhesive tape shoved down their bathroom sink today. Half a roll.
Oh, that's true.
Wow. That's his boy.
Very strong.
That's his boy. Exactly. Coming off his strong performance yesterday of ripping up his sister's comic book and flushing it down the toilet.
Oh, yeah. My. He loves plumbing.
Mm-hmm. He is strong.
Yeah, but he doesn't care that it's Buzz's birthday.
Oh, not at all?
There you go. That's right. Buzz, now, let's see if I can actually say this and people believe this. Really happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
You're a very important part of this show.
Happy birthday, Buzz. Thank you.
And we love having you on the show. Now, come on.
I said it.
I said
happy birthday.
You don't have to make him.
Now, so we're going to pretend like we can.
All right. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, that was kind of Napoleon Dynamite-y.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Shut up.
Idiot.
Shut up.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
That's
as good as I can do.
You know what?
Happy birthday, Buzz.
You know what that is? That's like when you sign an email,
mm-hmm.
All my very best.
That's right.
That's, you know, all my very best. It's really like F you long and hard.
Or like Michael Chiklis signed his autograph, best. Which is my humble opinion, the worst. I'm too busy for the all and the thee.
Just best?
Best.
Happy, even wishes. Best wishes would have done.
She's not to be confused with the greatest autograph ever signed from my partner at the Easter egg roll. Joe Blow.
Well, that's back when, now we're going way back in history.
Yeah, but it's still funny. I still tell people about that.
Yeah, when we actually got in, I know we've done some talking here in the last couple of days about how we're the ugly stepchildren of this company.
No, there's no doubt. And you haven't been contacted by anybody, right, here at the, after these two shows of continuous screaming about our state here.
Yes.
Because I recall that's how we spent all 4 hours yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yelling about the entire show.
Uh-huh. No, we kept it entertaining.
I haven't.
Commercial break.
Long ago, we would be invited down to the White House for the annual Easter egg roll. And they would have you sign these wooden Easter eggs. And then the little kids would go look for them. And they had football players and astronauts. And then they had, you know, stupid me and Mike. And at one point, with a Sharpie real big, I just started writing on these eggs, Joe Blow.
Don hipped me to the fact. It took me, I was deluded a little longer, that these kids that were down and these adults that were at this Easter egg roll getting autographs from all of us sitting at this big long table, they didn't know who anybody was, and they didn't care.
Not even the football players, the astronauts. They did not care. It was an assembly line. You were just one of the things in the way of them getting to the candy that they wanted.
And he was to my left. And imagine my joy when the first egg got in front of me and I see that Don had signed it, Joe Blow, and continued to do that. Strangely enough, we were not invited the following year.
That wasn't it, though.
No.
I'm sure that wasn't it.
What do you think it was?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Although I don't think this is the case, I am pretty sure it's because at one point, I don't know about you, I think maybe you may have done the same. I just kind of did that thing where I wanted to walk around a little bit,
uh-huh.
And I've always worked under the assumption that if you act like you belong, that no
right.
one will question you. But I found out that at the White House, that's quite different.
Yeah. Yes, due to the cameras.
You know, that you can't, like, walk, you can't undo the velvet rope and walk behind it and just say, I'm from the morning zoo.
Exactly.
You know.
Unless you're from the Philippines, then that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then
there you
can steal the secrets.
See, even on your birthday. That's why I like even on your birthday, you got to pound. You got to pound our president.
Let a kid celebrate. Keep your eyes on the prize.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Buzz, seriously.
Thank you.
And now,
yeah,
ready
yeah,
for
me,
the
me too.
Buzz, no, working with you, well, the good has outweighed the bad.
I think so.
There you go.
Ultimately.
That's what I would
that's
like to see.
That's
pretty strong.
The good has outweighed the bad.
Yeah. Buzz, I think you're really kind of thoughtful.
Thank you. And I think you are, too.
No, come on. You know, especially today, you know.
No.
A great holiday tradition. Mike forgot Buzz's birthday.
Well, not forgot. I mean, you guys mentioned it when I was in the office, so I go into my fire drill mode, but this may have been the... Although the gift was good.
Yes, my
favorite. The actual effort put forward may have been...
What was the gift? Cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good gift.
Yeah.
I mean, what you did
that may have been the most minimal effort that I've ever put
You took
forward.
One of our very old publicity pictures, and just with your hands,
right.
you ripped out your face.
And yet I've turned it into a collage that I will cherish forever.
Read the card that I bought for you.
It's to Michael J., and it says, Happy B-Day from a thoughtless secret admirer. And then there's a little smiley face, and then an actual photograph of radio personality Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. You care desperately, Mike.
I you know. I try.
Listen, you care, I care.
Mm-hmm.
God knows these listeners care. Jesus.
But seriously, when he opened up the envelope, the most important thing was not the note or anything. It was the $10,000.
Thanks Hello. For that.
Don and Mike.
That's going to come in handy.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Spending it all on
Buzz?
Strippers. Yes.
To be your gift.
That's a gift you can't give.
I had to delete that out. You can say you're a Roman slave with a ding-dong.
Right.
But you can't say you're a Roman slave with a big... You know,
something.
I believe that role was played by Gregory Hines.
Yeah. Really?
In the history of the world.
Uh-huh. Really? I mean, you could say you've got a nice... I mean, you could say... Did you want to have a homoerotic Roman-type call, like a Troy call with Buzz?
Well, I've had to use a prosthesis, but other than that, absolutely.
A prosthesis for what?
I'm not as big as that.
Like so you're faking it. Well, then it doesn't matter. Then you don't count.
I'm just trying to please Buzz.
Would you like to discuss the movie Boogie Nights with him? I know that's one of his favorites. Talking about fake ones, I hear Marky Marks was fake, right?
That's what
Dirk Diggler.
That's right.
I don't know why I remember that.
I've got a diamond, though.
A diamond?
Stud.
Is it in your rough?
Yeah.
It'd be a diamond in the rough.
Wow.
Industrial diamond. It drills well.
You know, it's the breathing that's starting to gross me out.
I know, but... Listen, even with the creepy people, they all love him.
Especially the creepy.
He's like the shepherd, isn't he really?
He is cool. He really is cool.
Thank you. You're really getting into this phone call, aren't you?
but you can hang up on me.
Yeah, but why should we when you're so close to the finish line?
Buzz, my man.
That's what I'm saying, son. That's what I'm saying.
You telling me that this story's going to have a happy ending?
Oh, I think it just did.
I think maybe it just did.
Oh, God.
And he's gone. Yeah. He's been deleted.
That call is spent.
Buzz?
Yes.
Seriously, happy birthday. And now to help celebrate your birthday, we have some lovely ladies.
Wonderful.
Who are coming in today. And keeping in mind that we have the tight ass rules, these girls do have tight asses, we are going to allow them to perform the normal birthday treat and surprises for you.
Uh-huh.
And it will be up to Mike and I to be the Vin Scullies. For those of you who don't know who Vin Scully is, we'll be the John Maddens, the Al Michaelses, if you will.
These girls came to play.
It'll be our incredible perceptive skills describing the I don't want to call them the disturbing acts that will be going on, but
the wonderful entertainment,
only mildly disturbing,
the wonderful dancing,
exactly dancing. That's what'll happen.
Where are they going to do it? Over in his room?
I'm not really sure.
It's pretty confined in here with a lot of sharp corners and edges.
You would rather have it done in here, Buzz?
I don't know. I just don't want anyone to be.
Well, let me move to another chair.
Let me call the UA. UA McBride. Oh, I'm sorry, US. US. I say UA McBride.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I've got the biggest brain fart today.
Hello?
I'm like constipated with the brain fart. Hey, are the girls ready?
Well, there's good news and bad news.
What's that,
dear?
The good news is Mercedes is here.
Yeah?
The bad news is Angel has not arrived.
Well, that's all right. We'll take the German chick.
Okay, she's cute. Really pretty.
Mercedes.
Now, is she to go in the studio or go right to Buzz?
How about come in the studio? Because Mike has already moved his microphone off to the side.
I'm already cowering in the corner.
Okay.
With a proper vantage point.
Okay, and we'll be in and I'll have a cake.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the cake, we won't be needing the cake.
Yes, the cake doesn't go with Mercedes.
That's kind of secondary now, isn't it? Buzz's birthday, incidentally.
The 65th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio newsman and noted baritone, Michael Sean Patrick Elston.
Yes, Buzz's entertainment is brought to us by amazing entertainment. Bachelor, bachelorette, birthdays, farewells, private viewings, or just for fun. D.C., Maryland, Virginia, it's amazingentertainment.com. Hi there, Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
I like Mercedes. She's dressed like in real, like, street clothes, which is kind of neat. You know, she's not wearing, like, a kitty cat outfit or anything like that.
And this is Buzz.
Hello.
He's 58 today.
Nice to meet you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're
and,
welcome.
And really, anything you want to do on him. Anything you
want to
do
on him?
Go ahead.
I better go get my bags of tricks.
Yes. Okay, absolutely. There is no orifice that Buzz is not a friend of.
Well, that's something you guys can talk about later.
Whether it be you or him, he's wide open.
Now, normally you work with a partner.
Sometimes.
And she's tardy today. She's late for the show.
Traffic,
yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
okay. Somebody spits on the road and the traffic goes to nothing. But Mercedes, it's going to be on you to make Buzz happy doing whatever it is that you do on birthday celebrations.
Do you need to get your satchel, Mercedes?
I need a belt.
A belt.
Yeah.
Would you mind if I took mine off and would you use mine?
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
The thing is, as the belt comes off, your pants will mysteriously fall to the floor.
Knock yourself out. That's, I believe it's a 98% plastic belt they just gave you. Hey, and it's always my white belt that matches my white shoes.
That is a lovely belt.
Because, you know, I've always wanted to live in Tampa Bay.
You didn't wear the one you normally wear, the one with the three holes in every wrong, you know what I mean? The biker belt. All right. What are you getting Buzz to do here? Slide that microphone over there, Mercedes, so we can hear what's going on here. Now here we go.
Now Buzz is on his knees. What are you doing with him?
Oh,
well, first of all, he's gonna bark at my kitty cat.
Oh, okay. He's
my kitty cat. Ruff, ruff. Is that a kitty cat? No, I need a big dog.
Ruff, ruff.
Wow.
Right? Oh, no.
Wow.
You better than that. That wasn't true. Was it?
No, Buzz, really.
All right, let's see how good you do with this part.
Wow.
Oh, now.
Whoa. Buzz is getting into the role here. Wow.
Oh, no, we didn't need that.
Jesus,
that,
Buzz.
That was volunteered.
Lucky Fang today, just because it's your birthday.
All right.
So get up and arch your back, baby.
Get up and arch your back, yeah.
I'll show you how you do it.
All right. Okay. Oh, now there's some rubby, some touchy. Oh, and now look at this. Buzz is the one who's got the skin exposed.
I'm already sensing Mercedes is a true professional. She's doing a fine job.
Oh, she is really, she's really whacking it.
I mean, this
adult.
Is quality entertainment here.
There you go.
Thank you. May I have another?
Absolutely. Let me take your wallet.
Because Buzz is presenting himself right now. Buzz is presenting himself a way that an animal presents himself to another animal.
Take his code card to get in the building.
There you go. Wow.
His bottle of nitro pills.
I kind of like that, Mercedes.
A room.
Wow.
Okay, give him as hard as you can with limited room. Really, she's really spanking his ass with my belt.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Sadie's on me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Rub the boo-boo. Rub the boo-boo. Oh,
my goodness.
Make her feel
She is totally, and like, you know, what's that, Mercedes? How old are you, Buzz?
65.
She just said to him, are you really 58?
A lot more to go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, more spankings?
Oh.
More spankings.
Right. Yeah.
All right. What are you up to, Mercedes? With
Like two.
Okay,
here we go. All right. And that last one you gave him really was outstanding. Yeah. So as much snap as you can get.
Okay, so we're at number two. Three. Oh,
God.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Now, Buzz, does that hurt?
Not really.
Oh, no. He said this.
Not as much as I was hoping.
Oh, dear. Wait a minute. She's reaching around.
Uh-oh.
I believe.
Now, hold on.
No.
She's going to pull down his pants.
No.
Oh, we have to see Buzz's black underpants.
Jesus.
Okay. Now, on his black underpants.
Wow.
Now it's going to
shift
hurt.
That way.
Oh, here we go. That's right.
See that?
Ow. Oh, that one hurt.
Hey, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad, he said.
He said that means he wants another one,
right,
Mercedes.
Four, five.
Come on, one more.
Six.
There you go.
All right.
She's really smacking his ass.
Okay, you're good.
Okay. You're good. Oh.
Buzz, listen.
Oh, dear.
What are those, like, biking shorts you have on? What the hell is it? Thank you, honey.
It's a dance skin.
Boxer briefs.
Thank you for that belt.
It's a onesie. It's a leotard.
Thank you for the belt.
Why are you smelling that? It hasn't been in anything but Mercedes' hands, but it's been all over his butt.
Absolutely.
Ah! Oh, God.
I'm kidding, of course.
Wow.
Now, Mercedes, that was wonderful.
That was a wonderful, like, first phase of the entertainment.
But do we move on to another phase now?
What's phase two? What do we do now? Oh, she's quiet. She's being coy. She's being very coy. And as she's staring at Buzz, looking around the room, like she's thinking, like noodling it through.
What are you up for?
What are you up for?
Dance, monkey, dance. Wow.
I'm beginning to think this could be the 4-hour show today.
What did Buzz say? Dance, monkey, dance.
Oh.
Would you? Oh,
yeah, she's sitting on his lap.
In Buzz's lap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need some music to get
Absolutely.
You in the mood?
Give me some music. Okay.
Some
go.
Music.
Not that.
What was Robin going to play?
Like our porno music.
No, and no Herb Alpert either.
Why'd you get something, why'd you get that Beyonce song?
All right.
Oh, never mind, you'll never find that.
Okay, this is the rules.
Oh, watch right. out, okay. Mercedes. Can't say that on
you,
the radio.
You could say boobies. You could say boobies.
The right. bum.
The bum and the boobies. Can you hear the music, Mercedes? You're waiting for the music.
Yeah,
right?
Hold on. I'm trying to find a decent
song. We'll put something decent on. Meanwhile, the candles are burning into the cake.
You gonna make a wish?
Yes.
I think he already has.
Wish?
Do you want to blow out your candles, Buzz?
Sure.
While Don's finding the music? Actually, he doesn't want to move.
No, not really.
Neither one of you move.
Nor can he.
Did you two take the same narcotic today? They're both sitting here frozen.
Well, I think Buzz...
I think he's supposed to be a little more prepared.
Okay, well, I think Buzz is afraid to stand up.
Here, I'll bring the cake over to Buzz so he can blow out the candles. All right? Here we go.
You know, I'm trying to find anything that
make
that,
a wish.
Oh, here, I like Janet.
Oh, he blew out the candles. Yay.
Trying to come true.
There you go. All right, put some naked Janet on.
Wonderful.
Robbie, cut number three.
Meanwhile, Mercedes is still bouncing in Buzz's lap.
She's
I just
still
wanted to share that
lap.
With our listening audience.
That's okay.
And we were going through some of the rules before. Now, is this all right, Mercedes?
Yeah.
Janet,
it works.
What the hell? Who cares?
Okay.
Well,
Rob is taking a picture. Now Mercedes is leaning back into Buzz.
Wait, like it, okay?
Oh, wow. Now Buzz's hands are...
Oh!
Oh, now she...
Wow.
There's some sort of straddle action happening here.
She's taking complete control.
It's just one at it.
Oh, oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Now we're... Don, you always talk about the fire being put out.
Yes.
She's putting the fire out right now.
Uh-oh. Mercedes, that's...
Oh,
uh-oh.
Be careful.
No. Oh, no. No, you be careful.
Watch out for that nail.
Oh, my.
Right.
Jesus
we
Christ.
We didn't have a terrible, I thought we were going to have a CSI moment there for a second.
Mercedes actually was climbing up on top of the chair, almost as if she was going to change one of the light fixtures.
She's extremely limber and cat-like.
And Buzz's face was in the way. That's all I can say.
Your face is all red.
Well, his face is all red. He's blushing.
That's the medication.
The medication.
Oh, and then,
wow.
There you go. And just, that's right. Rock. That's a good boy.
Don't you think, Don, that Buzz has always been the most willing participant in these little reindeer games?
Jesus Christ. I mean, all I know is that there really has not even been any nudity here, but how many times have you completed already?
Twice.
Now, Mercedes had some instructions for our own Rob Speedway.
Okay.
Anytime after 7.
Okay.
All right, now, are you taking more pictures?
Yes. Right, now, I believe we have our first removal of some sort of clothing, and it may be a shoe.
It's a shoe.
Yeah, Mercedes.
A lovely, leopard skin shoe. Very exciting. Those are... I don't want to sound gay, but those are beautiful shoes, Mercedes.
Homo.
Thank you. No. Here I am with this woman in the studio, and I'm thinking about footwear.
Now, Mercedes' pants have fallen to the floor.
Yes, the jeans have been removed.
Was dressed in black.
Yeah, now we're going to rock.
Wow.
Now we've got some junior senior on the radio, and now.
Lovely little matching ensemble here. Wow, looks like it's right out of the Victoria's Secret catalog. Wow.
Mike?
Yes?
Armless chair.
I can see stuff.
You can see stuff. That's good.
I can see stuff over here.
Wonderful. Now she's asked for another chair. Both Buzz and Mercedes are in a chair now. Let me get that out of your way there.
Wow, I can see everything.
Lovely little butterfly tattoo. Now she is once. Goodness!
Oh,
wow!
No. Wow!
Wow! That looks like it might be fun, Buzz. Really, really, truly does.
What? Did you hear, Rob? You turned that. I'm playing some junk disco. There you go. Oh my God! Oh, now Buzz
practically crawling up to the top of the building.
All I can tell you is that she had her feet on Buzz's shoulders.
Yes, appears to have a very nice tan too.
I hope you enjoyed it, because at that moment, I couldn't see a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, Buzz. She's just, she's gyrating.
Wow.
She's straddling. He's being Mr. Hand, isn't he?
I don't know whether I'm overstating it, but I'm just sensing that Buzz and Mercedes here have a special relationship. I really, really do.
It's more like we're watching a date.
We've seen a million of these shows, but I've never sensed it. You two like this. You two crazy kids like each other.
Yes, Mercedes, you, there she goes. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Might be time for a little dinner. Might be time for it's dining time.
Buzz, oops. Oh, Mercedes hit the microphone.
Oh, my.
I think, Jesus Christ, Buzz.
Okay, if you want treats, I have my bag.
Oh, yes, please.
She's going to get her bag?
Okay, real fast, if you get your bag.
Go ahead, get your bag.
Can we, or... Oh, no. Can we have someone get your bag?
Yeah.
Let me call U.S.
Yeah, she'll go out in the hallway and Andrew will complain. And that would suck.
Hey, guys, there's like an almost naked girl in the hallway.
I thought when I saw the CBS sexual harassment policy that wasn't supposed to happen. Shut up, Andrew.
So, Mercedes, how do you like Buzz thus far?
So cute.
Yep,
so,
I knew it.
Oh, he's so cute.
I knew it. Look at him. Look at him, Mr. Hand.
Yeah, and so are you.
Buzz is reenacting a great scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, playing the role of Mr. Hand.
Tell that to them. Tell them what you just told me.
Oh, he doesn't even look his age.
No, he doesn't look 65.
No.
Not one little bit. No. Really, amazing.
Really, how old do you think Buzz looks? Please be honest.
I would say about 45.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, how about the rest of us in here? Yeah. How about the big guy in the back, Rob, Rob's right over there? Correct. How old do you think he is?
He's young.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
20.
Yeah, that's right. 20.
20. 20. How about me, Don? How old do you think I am? Give me the one summer. What do you think?
About 48, late
40s. Thanks for the compliment. You're very close. Thank you very much. How about my best buddy, Mike?
I don't know. He looks real young.
Yeah.
It's the makeup.
He's wearing.
Oh, you wear makeup.
Yes, he is wearing makeup.
You want to hazard a guess, dear?
Still, he wants to know.
Do you want to hazard a guess, dear?
late 40s.
Late 40s.
Yep, there you go, Mike. She's got us pegged.
I can't wait till my Don. Next birthday so I can buy beer.
Don, there we are again.
Yeah, I know.
Lucky,
I love it.
The lucky man.
You know, meanwhile, Ben Franklin over there. Oh, wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hey. Hold on. We have a removal. We have a removal
of the bra.
Yeah, she's got. What are those Mercedes?
They're M&M's.
Yes, they are.
Oh, and she's put a boy.
They're strategically placed.
Wow. And
may
yes,
I have an M&M?
Yes, you're going to take
Mike, can you?
Yeah, Buzz is eating the M&M's off the
plate. Can you mic that a little closer to Buzz, actually?
Mmm, I love chocolate.
All right, I got to pull the microphone away. That's bothering me.
Oh, there are more. All right, now she's putting it down near her. What is that tattoo, Mercedes?
Butterfly.
A butterfly. Butterfly tattoo.
She, let me just say, Buzz, if you're one of those people that enjoys.
Good job.
Doing your M&M's with, yeah, I mean, God, that was like M&M's on the Alps.
Mm.
That's what you were just enjoying there.
Yeah.
That was, boy,
there's a bubbliness and a friendliness in this performance that I've never seen in this studio.
What Mercedes was able to do was actually balance these M&M's on.
Don, Mercedes has produced what I believe is some sort of test tube.
It's a tube.
It's a test tube. Mercedes, what is in the test tube?
It is a shooter, alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. What? Do you know what type of shooter he'll be drinking?
I think it's a...
Cooter shooter.
Well, yes. It's on the beach.
Sex on the beach. All right, sex on the beach. Very good. Yeah, we can say that. You're doing a very good job. All right, and here we go. She is now seems to be brushing her teeth with it. She is she's cleaning the outside of the test tube. And now she is... she's put it somewhere.
Oh, now Buzz.
And then I'm going to tap your face and you shoot it and leave it in your mouth.
Okay, here we go.
No hands.
All right. Mike, what's happening?
Buzz is cleaning the test tube now, too, with the help of Buzz.
Right down there? You get it right down there, Mike? Hold on, did it go?
Oh, he just drank it.
Buzz. Oh.
Wow.
Now this is like I'm watching a porno right now.
Wow. Oh, bravo.
Buzz.
All these wonderful little tricks.
All I can say is that there was like a beaker, a test tube, that had this beverage in it.
Yeah.
And then Mercedes was able to hide the beaker, the test tube, in herself.
I don't want to predict anything coming up, but I believe in the satchel, Mercedes has some blow pops.
And anyway, she made it disappear, and then Buzz found it and drank it.
It's odd, because shooters are usually served cold.
Now, what else do you have? What did you just bring out of your satchel there? Oh, a lifesaver.
Okay, right, one more. This will be the last trick.
Last trick coming up here. Yeah. Now, Mercedes, is this your biggest and best trick?
No.
Do you have a grand finale trick?
Yeah, so we have no whipped cream and strawberries.
Oh, no whipped cream and strawberries.
We'll just go with the... listen, we've had a plenty good show already.
Very good.
I mean, Buzz is going to have to explain this when he gets home tonight.
We will end with a lifesaver trick.
So then you need to lay on the floor, sweetie.
Lay on the floor, sweetie.
You say so.
Okay. Hi, baby. Yeah. Hi, baby.
Buzz.
All right. Oh, dear.
There's a totally naked... Mercedes in here now.
Yes, totally naked. Let me get that chair out of the way for you.
Okay, you're going to...
All right, now he's...
Open your mouth.
All right, put the...
Yes, because I'm going to pick this up and place it in your mouth.
Oh, okay, she's going to pick it up. I wish we had a drum roll.
We do.
This is fantastic. Hold on, Mercedes. We're going
to
get the...
Now, Mike, you're going to have to be our eyes and ears. What's happening over there?
She is squatting and removing the lifesaver from Buzz's nose without using her hands, and she just dropped it into his mouth.
Wow.
Yes. Wonderful. How's that lifesaver, Buzz?
Minty.
All right. That was wonderful.
Minty. Well,
bravo.
Happy birthday, you son of a bitch.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Been a while since we've had that kind of show in here, and I tell you, I've missed it. I really have.
Mercedes.
Oh, no.
Mercedes, that is one of the finest shows that we've ever had. You really are really, really good at that.
Absolutely.
And you're really good to let Buzz, like, dry hump you and grope you. And
oh, a big hug.
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful job.
She's like everybody. She's in love with Buzz now. Like everybody. Mercedes from Amazing Entertainment. Bachelor, Bachelorette, birthday, farewells, private viewings, or just for fun. You know, Buzz would be calling. AmazingEntertainment.com. That's the name of the place. And her name is Mercedes.
I have them on speed dial.
And they tell me now that Angel is here, but... no offense to Angel, screw her. You know what I mean? It's a one-woman show today, huh?
Well, we're going to go to break here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, yeah. Knock your socks off. It's your birthday. You want Angel to come into your studio during the break? What the hell?
Mercedes, yeah. Way to go. Very nice.
Yeah, very, very nice job.
That was a good show. I mean, she, you know, we could, you're still eating the...
I'm not going to bite this lifesaver. I'm going to savor this lifesaver.
What about those M&Ms?
Well, those are long gone.
But what was it like eating those M&Ms?
Oh,
where she had them?
It was like candy on candy. Tell about the candy dispenser, wasn't it?
Yeah. Almost like if you're going to use candy for parts of a woman's body, you might use M&Ms for those parts.
You could in fact do that. Just remember, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Amen to that.
That's a lovely poem, isn't it? That's wonderful.
It is.
Great shoes. Really, great shoes.
Great outfit.
I can get you a pair.
I'd like a pair. Okay. I wear them.
He would wear them.
The 65th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio newsman and noted baritone, Michael Sean Patrick Elston.
Well, it's a happy disco birthday, Buzz.
Sure is.
Oh, it's terrific. I love birthdays.
Me too. Now we have pictures that will be, after Buzz reviews them, the pictures that Buzz allows to will be on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Wonderful.
I'm not real conservative that way, so there may be some good ones.
Good. Maybe they can be just like Janet Jackson.
And, you know, let's not forget what was really a highlight for me, when she really whipped his ass with my belt.
Oh, you know, I mean, there was no holding back. No holding back
at
all.
I didn't really know until
today.
That
Dan, you're sending her away. He wants her during the commercial break.
Didn't know until today.
That fan was just, that's a job she relishes. You're going to have to leave now.
And how about Buzz with, like, the stretchy black underpants on?
Boxer briefs. Jockey. Very, simple jockey underwear.
That's very European of you.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mercedes.
Hey, thanks,
Mercedes.
Mercedes. Bye-bye. Great
thank
job.
Thank you, Mercedes. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Bye, honey.
And Beth Ann for helping.
Yeah.
Mm. Here she is. Rob's out there right now.
Yeah.
Go away.
No girls.
Leave now.
Yeah, Buzz. Buzz the man.
Yeah, buddy.
No wonder they all like you so much.
Mm-hmm. That is the only way to eat candy.
Jesus.
You know what, Don? You know why they love him?
He does everything.
He's a man without inhibitions.
He does everything.
None. Zero.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz. C-I-S-Y-F.
C-I-S-Y-F?
C-I-S-Y-S-F-F-F. C-I-S-Y-F.
Yes, you can.
On.
I got it. I said yes, you can.
Thank you.
Took me a second.
Thank you.
Buzz is having his wallet returned to him.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even miss it.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
tell her to keep it.
She took that right out of his pants when she was pulling Buzz's pants down to spank his ass.
Mercedes is actually a master of sleight of hand. She's walking home with $300 now.
She's a master of sleight of hand, all right.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Shut up. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Glad you enjoyed yourself, Buzz.
I did thoroughly.
Well, you really do.
I really did.
You really, really
I might
do.
Still be.
Hey, hello. It's tame compared to stuff he's had done to him before.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Nothing beats that mask.
The mask will always go down in history as anything. I'm surprised you didn't break your nose.
Hello. I'm surprised she didn't break her ass.
Now it's time for cake.
What?
I wanted to say now it's time for cake.
Now it's time for cake.
I think Beth Ann's got a nice cake for you. Hello, mm-hmm. Don and Mike Show.
Or pie.
Well, who am I speaking with? Is it Don or Mike?
Yes.
Yes to which one?
Oh, God. Oh, it's a two-person show. It's both of us.
Hey, hold on. Riddle me this. Which house didn't burn in Los Angeles?
Riddle me this. Who already mentioned this on the show yesterday?
Oh.
Day late, dollars short. Dumbass.
No, they said that it burned down, but it didn't burn down.
That's right. They did say that.
Listen, right.
Hey,
hello, listen.
Why aren't you listening?
We covered that. Let me speak slowly so you understand. Yesterday we did report Wayne Manor had burned down.
Right.
Then we got the news that it wasn't Wayne Manor. It's all been covered already.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I caught it this morning on the radio. I didn't catch that.
Yes, right.
At least you were loud.
All right.
Okay, John.
Listen.
Yeah.
Learn to listen. You like your mom did. Learn to listen.
Listen to learn.
When I said, just bend over. Your mom said, yes. Absolutely.
I know Rob probably says yes.
What?
I said, Rob says yes.
What? Where are you calling from? What kind of room is this phone call originating from?
What?
Listen! Are you calling this like from a Hardee's men's room?
Who?
Carl's Jr. I mean, doesn't it sound like the ambiance, like he's in a fast food restaurant in a bathroom?
Where are you calling from? And not the town. What kind of building are you calling from?
I'm calling from a house.
Okay. Your house has an orchestra?
Huh?
It's the House of Wax.
Unbelievable.
It's the House of Welch.
Wax, okay.
The House of
Welch. I'm sorry, you know, for even interrupting your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry.
Effort.
I am sorry you called as well.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm more sorry that I took the call.
Have a terrible weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
You know what we had to do?
Yeah. I wish we could have kept that. Bad, you
we had
that.
To delete the end. Here's what happened.
That's the best.
So we get done, and you hear the guy as he's hanging at the phone. Mm-hmm. He laughs, and he goes, ha, 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 ha. And then he goes, what a bunch of a-holes.
As he was hanging up, you know, he was all
that was great.
Fading.
Yeah.
It's like leaving the tape recorder in the briefcase. You
know, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. If it is common courtesy you're looking for, in a radio show,
mm-hmm.
go somewhere else. If you are looking for someone who's going to hold your hand and, like, say like a retard, hey, we have Johnny on the phone from California who wants to talk about the new Supreme Court nominee, and then when Johnny gets on the air and goes, hello, am I there? Yeah, I'm not going to sit around. Mike's not going to sit around and wait for you to get your act together.
No. Well, what about the people that call looking for politeness, Don?
Screw them, Mike. I'm sitting around the house.
I love these birthday taculars.
Don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need you. Looking for common courtesy? You found the wrong show. You know, and what's wrong with being honest about that?
Not a thing. In fact, that's the best way. Maybe we should take it a little further. Somebody calls the show and says, hey, guys, I love the show. Why don't we respond with, so?
And why not?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with just being honest?
That's
for goodness sakes.
Man, that cake looks good, Buzz.
It does. Let's dive in.
They're like four different varieties. There's regular yellow with white icing. There's German chocolate, mocha, and then another one that I can't identify.
It's number three.
Got a mic.
It's kind of a like a glaze.
Enjoy your delicious birthday cheesecake.
Hello. You are on the air.
Got a mic.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Crescent Ranch from Las Vegas.
Nickname.
Violation.
Media violation. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was going to say hi to Buzz.
Why didn't you? Sadly, he is fast.
He's here.
You missed the opportunity.
Yo, he's here.
Well, okay.
Thank you, though.
Sorry about that.
Appreciate the effort.
Have a terrible
day. I don't appreciate you making fun of my friend with no legs playing football. You know, he almost scored a touchdown, but he was 2 feet short.
That was good.
Yeah.
File that under worth the wait.
Get some pass.
We'll let him get a pass. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.